Freestyle Friday. Good morning, evening, or afternoon. It is your boy Holiday, and today is Freestyle Friday. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Make comments down below. Let me know what you think about what I'm talking to you guys about today. I like to start out the show every week by saying the premises of this show is to show that, hey, us rappers have knowledge too. Us artists have knowledge too. I was going to bring a couple artists on this week, but see what happened was, I went swimming and, had my cell phone beside the pool. My cell phone is about 5 years old. I don't know how old it is. I don't know. I don't even know if I have a 12 or 13. But my cell phone, I left it out in the by the pool. It never actually got in the pool, but I guess my kid splashing water on it. I've been cell phoneless since. And I must tell you, it might be the greatest thing I've done in a long time. I go to the store. Guess what? I ain't got to worry about nobody calling me. When I'm sitting down watching TV, I don't pick up my phone to Duolingo without. You know what I'm saying? I'm single tasking, and I'm actually enjoying life again. I don't feel like I'm... Anyway, I'm going to get a cell phone. I'm going to get my cell phone fixed because I'm not going to buy a new one. I've been thinking about going to dumb phones lately. So I've been doing my research on going back to dumb phones or fixing this phone and turning it into a dumb phone because I'm tired of the data. But because of that, I have not been able to get in contact with anybody to guest host this week. I'm pretty sure I could have just sent about a mass email out and someone would have came. Or mass text out whenever I came to the studio and just used my iMessage. And then somebody would have came, but something came on the screen and I was like, I'll just talk to y'all about all this, you know? And that is, Trump is guilty. All 34 counts. And look at this smile on my face. All 34 counts. You know I'm about to do a freestyle about you today, but I can't now because I'm so excited. Oh, let me just say I'm the biggest hater. I hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk. Woo! Fuck that nigga. I mean, cracker. Trump. Fuck Trump. I said last week and the week before. Anyway, let me tell you guys what this means for real, though. But you know what? I don't want to tell you guys what this means for real. What I want to do is say something real quick about some fuck-ass coons. We're going to talk about one coon in particular. And that's because this coon represents South Carolina. Tim Scott, you're fucking coon. You are a disgrace to your people here, man. Like, you're supposed to represent black people in South Carolina. I know what you're going to say is, I don't represent just black people in South Carolina. I represent everybody in South Carolina. You faggot. You fucking fool. You fake fucking fool. I know people that know you. I don't mind knowing you. I don't want to get to know you. But to say that someone, after they are indicted, and after they are found guilty of committing a crime, you being a black man from South Carolina, the Chucktown part of South Carolina, you from down here. And you see all the wrong shit that happens to black people down here. And you want to stand up for the dude that told those people that the people that you want to stand up for the person that roused people up against people like you. You know what they're doing? They're using your face. They're using your melanin to say that, oh, we have some of those on our side. And then as soon as they get what they want from you, you're going to be down here just like everybody else. You feel me? You are a disgrace. You're a punk. I hate when people be cooning. Just like I hate it when, much as I love those boys, Noriega and his little coon clit sometimes on Drink Champs be tripping. Like, when they don't show it anymore. And they try to be a little bit more careful about their cooning now. Instead of saying, you know what? Ever since Trump got in office, all my friends is rich now. You know, we ain't never been broke since Trump got in office. They now say Noriega just tries to take it off him and say, I just do what Fat Joe does. That's almost as bad. You don't have your own opinion? Because we know what your opinion is. And I'm just going to say, it is not 100% bad if you like Trump. If you fuck with Trump, I don't. If you fuck with Trump, you vote for Trump. That just tells me something about you. Like, to listen to a person talk like that, the way he talks, it's not, they're not being political. Biden's being political, but I see them both as the same person, right? Biden just being political about it. Trump just throwing it in your face. And what he's saying is, I'm not racist, but everyone who votes for me is racist. And I like that they're voting for me. I don't mind they're voting for me. That's what he's saying. In all actuality, with the definition of being racist, that is all racist. Like, you are racist. You are racist because you use your power to hold other people down. Like right now, when you got called guilty, when you were found guilty, and you are now a convicted felon, you go out there and you spend a 3-minute speech talking about immigration. And how all the bad people are coming into this state. You are one of the bad people. And you've been one of the bad people. We've known you've been a bad person since the 50s. But you are in our space. Fucking our shit up. And speaking of bad boys. They about to go in on Diddy. The last day of May. They going in on Diddy. They got all them people coming up to New York testifying. Now, what I'm going to say about this is I do not feel too negative about what's going on with Diddy. Woman beater, violent person. Like, we've been knew about these things. It's just that, again, the people up top protects people like that. You know what I'm saying? So, we all know. I ain't gonna say we have all known, but we have all heard the rumors. I've been hearing rumors since 2002. Like, I was like, the shiny suit dude is like gangster. Like, y'all sure? Shiny suit dude is gangster. Yeah, gangster. So, those are things that we learned growing up. And it's just finally come. It took from when I heard 22 years later. Like, the rumor is old enough to drink alcohol from the day that I heard it. Oh, you know what? I could say the rumor is old enough to smoke now because they changed the smoking age. I just don't smoke no more, so I ain't know. Plus, I'm too old to be caught it. You see all this gray beard right here? See all the gray beard? I don't get caught it no more. They be like, nigga, you old as shit. They're like, 40, nigga, you look 60. I don't need that. Oh, shit. Hey, but for real though, Trump was indicted today. So one of the things that it tells me is that, I know for a fact, I looked at all this shit. Last year, I don't think there's too much more information out from the time. It was before Thanksgiving when I started reading about all these indictments coming in and all that. These were the weakest ones. I was not expecting these to be the ones that get them. The weakest allegations against him are the ones that got him first. The weakest ones. Wow. Anyway. He's been talking shit about the judge, but the judge already said he doesn't want to send him to jail. Fuck that shit. Like, that's the Democrats. This is one of the things. I cannot be a Democrat. I'm independent. I've been independent since the day I've been voting. The reason why I was independent is because I didn't want to commit to any party in the beginning. It was usually because I vote differently. When I vote for my president, I imagine myself being in Africa or the Middle East, Asia, Europe. And when I look over into America and I see what their president represents, do I want that person to represent my country? That is how I vote for my president. I vote for the best representation out of those two parties, because there's no need to vote for any other party. I say all that to say it might be different this year. I might vote for the third party. And that's just because, I mean, Democrats since 2008, I'm going to say since Obama became president, they have not been pushing the line the way the Republicans have been pushing the line. The Republicans, every step of the way, have shown us they bout that. They gonna do whatever they need to do to win. And the reason why they are winning, because they're severely outnumbered. The reason why they're winning is because them motherfuckers got a plan a long time ago, and they decided all of us are voting the same way, and they do it. Democrats have too many different people they want to fulfill, too many different needs they want to fulfill. That's why there needs to be about 5 parties out there. Feel me? But me, myself, personally, the way I vote is for, I told you about the president. Whatever, if I'm on the outside country looking in, what do I want to represent me? My local government, I'm a business owner, is usually all red. However, the last race and this race, I'm not voting anything red. I'm not voting red no more until there's no more possibilities of a Trump, until all them racist people die down. And then I'm looking around at my local politics, and if I think that you might think like that, if I think that you used to think like that, and you ever showed me the type of spirit of a person that acts like that, I'm done. I'm not voting for your ass. Nah, I dislike Trump. Seriously. I dislike Trump from the time. Shit, it's about the same time. About 2002. All I had to do, I did not meet him, but I was around him for a few seconds. And it was enough. And by around, to be quite honest, it was about from, might have been 150 feet away, 200 feet away at the most. And just watch. And I didn't know anything about him other than his face. And then I started learning about him after that. So, but, no, I don't fuck with Trump, never did. David, on the other hand, he's about to get fucked up too. The first time I wrote my own lyrics for a song was when I remixed his Mo Money Mo Problems verse. I can't even remember what grade I was in. I think I was in the ninth grade. If I find the picture, I'm gonna post it like right here somewhere. I might even just full screen it. But it's a picture of me and the group. Woo! I was in a rap group for one semester. Oh, I wrote my rhymes. I ain't gonna call the names. I wrote two person's rhymes. I wrote my rhymes and I wrote another person's rhymes. And then the third person said he wasn't even going to redo that. So he just spit whatever the song said to spit. But then I think at the last minute, the other guy said he was going to spit what the song said, spit anyway. Either that or he changed his mind on stage. It was funny. Anyway, so I was the only one that spit actual lyrics that I wrote on the stage that day. And then everybody started singing with me on the song. And then they realized I was singing my own shit. So they had to stop. Oh, man, that was fun, though. But so I have memories about Puff Daddy and stuff like that. I'm not going to say I'm going to start listening to his music, because to me, none of that shit was his talent other than putting it out to the masses. He just had a bunch of he can spot. It's like an Elon Musk thing. He could spot talent. He had the connections to make people go, but he never actually did anything himself. So when it comes to like his music, I still listen to all that shit. Even the personal song that he made for Biggie Smalls when he died, those was not his lyrics. Seems like yesterday we used to rock the show. I laid the track, you rock the flow. Notorious, we got to know that life ain't always what it seems to be. Words can't explain what you mean to me. Even though you're gone, we're still a team. The family, I fulfill you. Those were not his lyrics. Somebody wrote that for him. Actually, the person that wrote that for him, it was a poem about that person's grandma. And they just changed it up a little bit for Puff the Rabbit. That's all it was. It was very sentimental. But he had nothing to do with it other than his voice. But I bet he got a paycheck like a motherfucker off of it. All right, now, so last thing I want to talk about before I go is the WNBA. I'm going to talk about the WNBA on every show. It's going to probably be the last segment on every show, no matter who's my guest, whatever, because, first of all, I've been saying for years the WNBA needs more representation. This year, they're starting to get a look, but they're getting a look by the same people. MAAGA. They're getting a look by the same people that they probably never wanted to look at their shit in the first place. You might as well say the NFL crowd is finally turning attention to the WNBA. And the WNBA folks ain't out there having that. Fuck that shit. Anyway, so what I'm going to do, what I want to do is represent for WNBA. My team is the Aces. You feel me? Last night, they played the Fever, Caitlin Clark. So, the reason I'm talking to you guys about this right now is if you watch the WNBA and you get to see the Aces, watch the Aces. The Aces has a guard trio that's nasty. First off, let me give a shout out to the women in the kitchen. Second off, let me give a shout out to my niggas in the prisons. First off, you have Jackie Young, who is Anyway, you need to watch Jackie Young play. She's a very powerful guard. She be shooting them threes too. You have Kelsey Plum. A lot of people know who Kelsey Plum is. She broke the internet a couple of weeks ago with the leather suit. Jackie Young had on a leather suit too. Y'all need to go see hers. They both was wearing leather suits. They both was doing it. So you got Kelsey Plum, you have Jackie Young. That's the first two. And then sometimes they put Alyssa Clark up there. Alyssa Clark be bodying motherfuckers. She could start on any other team. But she plays guard and forward on Aces. Should really watch her. And then defense scrabble is Sydney Colson. So I say that to say I watched how they played Caitlin Clark to see how she was reacting to that, because I watched her play Connecticut. She ended up in the end getting it together. Who else I seen her play? The Liberty. Not so good against the Liberty, not so good against the Aces last night. And I said that for everybody who is in it for Caitlin Clark. Now, I'm not going to say she's bad. My prediction is she's going to burn out this year. You just had NCAA women's, and then right behind that, you got the WNBA. So right behind each other, like, you have a super extended season, basically. And it tells me that Caitlin is going to, with her game, she's going to burn out. Her legs is going to give out. She's done. They're like game 8 right now. I'm going to give it 20 games. She's going to need to sit and watch the game for a week or two. And I thought it was about to happen to her early, because I thought she got injured a couple, like last week, I thought she got injured, but she came back within a couple of, like in a quarter. I think she missed the rest of the quarter that she got injured in. I think she got injured in the second quarter. She missed the rest of that quarter and then came back in the third. So, I think she's going to hit a wall right around game 20, 15 to 20. And I think it's going to be a mediocre season from her from then on. And it's because they're going to be playing the same teams about 4 times before all of this is over. About 3 to 4 times before all of this is over. And it's just going to drag on and drag on and drag on. She's going to get tired of it. Which is why they need more teams in the WNBA. They need about 20 teams in the WNBA in order for this to be a really efficient thing. And on the flip side of that, Angel Reese. Now, if you compare numbers to numbers, you're not going to come to the same conclusion I've come to. I've been watching these games. And Angel is bodying motherfuckers. If you don't know who Alyssa Thomas is, Alyssa Thomas is a gangster in the paint. She's a gangster on the board. She's a walking triple-double. She can do anything she wants to on that court. She shoot one-handed. And she's about 6'7". And when I say she walk around like Debo, oh, she does that. She walks around like Debo, my bro. Hey, Angel held her own and frustrated Alyssa so bad, she ended up getting choked now. But she got up and kept going. Like, that girl tough. First of all, she's tough. Second of all, that skill set to take that 3-inch differential, to take that type of person that Alyssa is. Alyssa's no chump at all. She's not a chump. But Angel ain't no chump either. And she's showing that now. Just like Caitlin, I think she's going to hit a wall. But I don't think her wall is going to be that hard. And I think that is because her game It's defense first. You could take defense anywhere. You could continue with defense. The only reason why I think she's going to hit a wall is because that long season. But when she hit that wall, I guarantee you, she's going to have Carmella coming back into the lineup and take some of that slack off of her. And then it's going to be stupid. Like, it would not surprise me if both of them stay healthy for them to make a deep run in the playoffs. A deep run. Like, it would not surprise me. Right now, it looks like Connecticut is going all for it. But it looks like if Camilla Cardoso is back healthy and they don't have any issues, I don't see no one beating them as far as Chicago goes. I don't see they're going to have to beat them at the guard position. Somebody's going to have to come out here with some fire-ass guards and just light the shit up from the outside. And even though the WNBA is like that sometimes, I don't see it happening because they're still like, they still play, like for everybody that says that they miss the way the NBA was played in the 90s and early 2000s, you should be watching the WNBA because that is how they plays. They've been playing like that the whole time. If anything, they have a narrative that says that the WNBA has been changing their game to fit the NBA better. No, 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 no. Go watch them women play in the 90s. Go watch the man play in the 90s. Then I want you to go watch the evolution of NBA and the evolution of the WNBA. The difference is shooting. The NBA started shooting a lot more. They play outside the paint. The WNBA has been playing outside the paint a little bit more back in the day, but they shoot them 15 footers. They shoot those inside the paint, 2, 3, 4 footers, mostly because they all can't dunk, but still. I don't see a replication from the WNBA to the NBA. It looks more like the NBA has been changing to play more like the WNBA. And that's just me speaking. But again, the Caitlin Clark story is losing its air. But if you are watching the NBA, WNBA right now, just the places you should be looking at, you should have fell in love with a team by now. But my aces, I ain't even mention AJ Wilson, my aces. Connecticut and Chicago, along with LA. LA is always the team to watch. So, but watch those teams, and I'm guarantee you will not be unsatisfied. I don't even see how you can watch those teams and not be unsatisfied. The NBA is going on right now, and Anthony Edwards is doing his Jordan thing right now, about to get kicked out of the playoffs, just like Jordan did most of the times that he went to the playoffs. yeah, Jordan only made it to the final 6 times. Out of 14 years? Anyway, that's all that I have for you guys. So, until next time. Oh, I got to tell y'all where you can find me. All right. If you're on Instagram, you can follow me at HolidayX. It's not Holiday.X. My bad. It's HolidayX. if you want to follow me on Facebook, it's at Distraction Network. It's also that on YouTube, at Distraction Network. Sorry, it's The Distraction Network on Facebook. Lynx Recording Studios is at Lynx Recording on Instagram. It's at Lynx Recording Studios on Facebook. I know that it's a lot of stuff to remember, so the best thing for you to do is go to www.distractionnetwork.com. Every link that I have is there. Anything that I post is there. I am going to start loading my YouTube channel up there as well, so you'll be able to see all of the YouTube stuff. So Freestyle Friday, all the other Freestyle Fridays will be right on up here. All right? Until next time, though, take care. Be safe. Holla! I'm focused on that finish line. Developing a strong mind. Here's a goal. They stop making my kind. Yeah, I lose sleep, but it's alright, cause I'm on the grind.